Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, another China trade deal that kind of wasn't. I don't know why they call these trade deals. Big announcement during the show yesterday. Hey, we got a China trade deal. I was like, wow, really? No, not really. Not really.
So remember, here's what's going on with the Chinese deal, okay? Scott Bessent made it clear this is not a full deal. We have gotten nowhere on the 55% tariffs that we have on China and nowhere on China's 10% tariffs on us. We've gotten nowhere on that. We got a 6-month reprieve on rare earth export licenses in exchange for accepting Chinese students, in our American universities, which Donald Trump on Truth Social says he's always been a fan of, even though 2 weeks ago he called them all foreign spies. Where are there more foreign spies? Is it the Chinese women that are foreign spies that are sleeping with our politicians? That has happened. Is it former members of the Federal Reserve who are leaking secrets to the Chinese? That has happened. Or is it students in research facilities? I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying. There are leaks.
In the podcast, Meet Kevin, one of my favorite financial ones. What just happened here? Now, I mean, step back, because this is a jaw dropper. Sunday. Negotiations with China still going on. News breaks. We've caught China trying to smuggle another bioweapon into the country. This one, a roundworm, that's an invasive species we got, God forbid, into our livestock, into our crops. Could be an absolute disaster. Just the latest bioweapon aimed at our crops by China. During negotiations, let me explain something. Nobody flies from China with an exit visa, okay? And arrives on our shores with a bioweapon without consulting China. That's not a thing. Doesn't happen. Trump just agreed to continue taking their students. Let that sink in. Let the humiliation of that sink in. They are dying laughing in China. Dying laughing. In fact, I'm pretty sure they sent her during negotiations to mock us, to show the world who's in charge. And it's really abundantly clear who's in charge. How much danger is this? Here's Senator Tom Cotton, a week before Trump publicly agreed to take these Chinese students, says he's always loved having them here. Never mind, they're trying to cause a famine and kill us all. But I mean, besides that, they're absolutely fantastic. We love them. They did great work at UNC Chapel Hill on that their virus there.
Just like the curious scientists at the Wuhan labs that wanted to research bat-based coronaviruses. Look, we don't know the full story yet, but it's clear from what the FBI and the Department of Justice released is that they're up to no good. And I think it's a pretty safe default position that any Chinese national who gets an exit visa from China to come to one of America's universities is probably linked to the Chinese Communist Party or the People's Liberation Army. That's one reason why President Trump has said we're going to start severely restricting visas from hostile nations like China. We don't want a lot of Chinese spies running around America's premier research institutes. And that's why I'm introducing legislation that would prevent funding for these research institutions if they are hosting nationals from adversarial foreign countries like China.
Ooh, that didn't age well. That was a week ago. Now Trump says he loves Chinese students. Look, understand something, okay? Americans don't understand this. The Chinese students, you come here with an exit visa, is he saying, you're not operating on your own. If a single person you love is still in China, you're doing whatever they want. Why would Trump agree to this? Here's the kicker. Here's the punch line. And look, I bottom line it for you guys. I don't blow smoke up your wazoo. You don't tune in for that. Trump, China's got Trump over a barrel on these negotiations. It's not his fault. Joe Biden and Democrats did it. There's not a good way out of this. Let me explain why Trump just did this. Literally, as we are being humiliated we are catching a Chinese bioweapon in the middle of negotiations. Why? Why would Trump do this? Headline. One headline will tell it to you. Auto companies in full panic over rare earths bottleneck. Thank you, Joe Biden. Joe Biden took how many of our rare earth mineral mines offline for the next 20 years? Was it one? No. Two. Three. Yes. And we had the best rare earth mineral mine on earth in our hands. It was wonderful. It was in Afghanistan. China controls it now. And I've explained to you, that is why Joe made sure that Afghanistan fell to the Taliban. That is why we left in the middle of the night so that our allies who wanted to take charge and could have, the French and the British, they said to us, hey, if you're going to leave, we're cool. We'll take over. We want Bagram. We'll run the place. We snuck out in the middle of the night without telling them why. So that Afghanistan would fall to the Taliban, who had already inked a deal with the Chinese for the lithium mines, and the lithium mines have a ton of other rare earths. So anyway, China controls 70% of the rare earths. Listen to this. Frank Eckert, CEO of a German magnet maker, has been fielding a flood of calls in recent weeks. Exasperated automakers and parts suppliers have been desperate to find alternative sources for magnets, which are in short supply due to Chinese export curbs. Listen to this. Some told Eckert their factories could be idled by mid-July without backup magnet supplies. The whole car industry is in full panic, said Eckert, CEO of Magnesphere, based in Germany. So this is U.S. automakers, too. The industry worries that rare earth situation could cascade into a third massive supply chain shock in 5 years, comparable to or worse than the COVID supply chain. For the auto industry, electronics industry, tech industries, yeah, China won this round, folks. And now we have to let their spies into our institutions. Thanks, Democrats. Thanks, Joe. By the way, just so you know, why did Joe do this? $30 million from communist China to the Biden family. They were ready to get them. The IRS was when they were silenced. I've got the IRS whistleblower interview on my X feed, Catherine Herridge. And they paid the Biden family, and then they cut the Biden family into their rare earth minerals deals through Bohai Harvest. So they'd get 1%, half a percentage for doing nothing to the Biden family of these rare earth deals and natural gas deals, while Joe Biden was putting rare earth mines in America off limits. So that is why we have to welcome Chinese spies into our universities and our labs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Hollywood weenies are weighing in now. Kim Kardashian, brainwashed. You can only get so mad at her. Calling out the inhumanity of ICE ripping families apart as the LA riots rage on. We can't turn a blind eye, she says. Ripping hardworking families apart. Mm-hmm. Department of Homeland Security fired back at her asking, which one of these convicted child molesters would you like to stay? She didn't answer. She didn't have a clue what she's talking about. Probably had no idea that that's what they picked up. Among them, it's a violent profiles of four of the illegal migrants they nabbed in the ICE enforcement operations. Eswin Uriel Castro, previously deported illegal immigrant, criminal convictions for child molestation, being armed with a dangerous weapon. Gerardo Antonio Palacios, previous convictions for homicide, burglary. Antonio Benitez Ugarte, another immigrant from Mexico, prior drug trafficking conviction, also child sex conviction. Mab Club, 53-year-old illegal immigrant, Cambodia, criminal history that includes conviction for possession, transport of controlled substances, lewd action on child and battery. Okay, notice something about it. I don't know if you've seen the list that the White House is putting out, Department of Homeland Security is putting out, because I want you to notice something about it. They're pointing out, hey, a lot of these guys are child molesters. A lot of these guys have been child molestation in their history. Yeah. Sure, but what else do they have in their history? Armed with a dangerous weapon, drug trafficking, homicide, criminal history that involves conviction, possession, transport of controlled substance, and lewd action with a child and battery. Who are these people? Folks, do you understand who they're rounding up in LA? The priority people. They are unraveling the cartel nexus. And when you start looking at this list, it's remarkable. Yes, the media tends to go right for, well, they were child abusers. Okay, cool. But what else were they doing? Oh, drug trafficking, human trafficking. The cartel guys who do the drug trafficking and the human trafficking, virtually in partnership with the Democrat Party, which I'm about to explain, all have child abuse convictions too. This is why 325,000 kids are missing, and the New York Times said a lot of them were sex trafficked. This is what they do. Eduardo over here doing a little bit of drug running. He's doing a little bit of sex trafficking and, you know, helping himself to a child on the side. This is who they are. Look at the backgrounds. Nobody gets charged with being a member of a cartel. It's not illegal. It's the crime you commit when you're a member of the cartel. Now go through them, all of them. Over and over, there's almost nobody here who is not involved in a gang-related cartel activity. Why? We are hitting the nerve center in LA. Folks, understand this. We have been doing raids in LA since the beginning of the year. We've been doing raids in LA in recent weeks. Which raid did the Democrats go wild over? I want to pound home the central message. Why this raid did they wait to unleash their violent minions? Thousands of them. Why this raid did they surround the building? And when the officers, the federal officers inside call for help, Karen Bass doesn't send anyone for 2 hours. Why this raid? Because they hit the cartel nexus. That's why. I'm about to tell you something mind-blowing about this raid. And I'm so glad that Tom Homan, I was talking a little bit about this yesterday, so glad that Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, is out doing interviews about this particular raid. Because it was a cartel raid. It was not an immigration raid. A lot of people don't realize ICE stands for custom enforcement as well. It was a custom enforcement raid. They're going after $80 million money laundered through the garment district, where, yes, a lot of Latinos work, for the Colombian and the Mexican cartels. Wait, this wasn't an immigration raid that they're going wild over? No. Why this one? What they're saying to Trump is simple. If you go an inch further in unraveling our Democrat Party connections to the cartels, we will get violent. They could have picked any other raid, but they chose this one. And Trump knows exactly what that means. So here's Homan yesterday, Tom Homan. He's on Dr. Phil. He did a bunch of these interviews explaining what they were doing. Again, executing three warrants, not immigration warrants, criminal warrants. This is what the left's going wild over.
This warehouse and retail outlet that you served warrants on, the belief is, and the evidence suggests, that this is a cartel-related business here in the United States, that this money, the $80 million that they are suspected of undervaluing, the double-digit millions in tariffs that they are suspected and will be charged with violations on, income tax evasion, you believe is benefiting an illegal cartel, a cartel in Mexico or Colombia? Do you know which cartel?
It's a larger investigation, and this company is one of many. Much of the money in this industry is laundered to Colombia and Mexico in support of cartel activities. We also got tax evasion, and we also got customs fraud. And, you know, ICE, big part of ICE responsibilities are customs laws, customs enforcement. So this is one business out of many we're looking at. So it's a part of a bigger investigation.
Okay, so Homan's explaining this weekend. This is a human trafficking operation. They are going after the money laundering side of it with criminal warrants, not immigration warrants. And this is the one the Democrats go wild over. Now, listen to this. Listen to Gavin Newsom. He knows the deal. Saying, oh, this is just going after some seamstresses. We have to protect the seamstresses.
Federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van. They began grabbing people. A deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb. Trump is pulling a military dragnet all across Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after violent and serious criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, and seamstresses.
Seamstresses, yeah. Cartel seamstresses who trafficked children and were laundering $80 million. Those cartel seamstresses. See where the Democrat Party's going crazy? He is hitting the nerve center, the very spot where the Democrat Party is merging with the cartels, and he is ripping them apart, and that is why they are violent.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.